I bet her new house has a breakfast nook.
Don't tell me that, Ryan. Just go with it.
A what, Dwight?
A breakfast nook.
Well, if you heard that, you'd be wrong.
What?
Whoever told you that my house had a breakfast nook lied to you.
I said that she probably found a house that had a breakfast nook.
That's a lie.
Ryan, you didn't have a breakfast nook?
No, we didn't have a breakfast nook.
And you were just paying for the house, just straight up? No, didn't complain at all?
He went in fully aware that this place didn't have a breakfast nook.
So you knew it didn't have a breakfast nook when you went in and you just lived there. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Ryan, I'm going to ask you a serious question. I need you to answer honestly. Do you agree to these terms?
What terms? I don't quite understand.
The terms are, he's going to ask you a question, and you have to answer honestly. Is that acceptable?
No.
Was going to segue into just a different intro.
No, I was just being SpongeBob.
Nah, baby, I was just being SpongeBob.
You know it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Muggers podcast for episode 140.
140?
140? Is it 140?
It is 140, Ryan.
You have 140? What are you?
I'm a man that has 140.
That is over 280 hours.
I hope it's no duels. I hope it's no duels and not just some random 40.
Oh, I get your joke now, Ryan.
Yes. It's because you're white and don't drink beer. Of course,
I missed it.
Oh, duels!
Good one, Ryan.
Seems thanks, like a beer that comes in a 32, and then they classify it as a 40.
38.
But don't have too much.
No.
A 39.7, Dwight.
We want you guys to have fun, but, you know, take it easy.
Bring it back 8 ounces, all right?
Not that much fun. Stop that.
That's the recommended amount of fun. It's 38 ounces worth.
It'd be funny if they had, like, lines on the side of the bottle of, like, how much you should drink in a sitting, like, within an hour or something. Like, each 32 ounces is, like, a serving of 4.
All right, you want to go slow on that 38 ounce, all right?
Hold down, hold back. Don't go crazy.
You know. Take it easy. You have to drive after this.
In a few hours.
You have to drive
tomorrow morning.
It's 6 p.m. You got work in the morning, all right, buddy?
You have the late shift tomorrow night.
You don't work for a few days because it's the weekend.
Just remember it's Tuesday and you work on Saturday, so take it easy.
Or what if he's just unemployed completely?
I don't think he'd be drinking a class if you were like, oh, duels if he was unemployed.
Well, maybe it was maybe he just got laid off.
There you go.
And
he's hitting
hard times, so he's trying to drown his sorrows in no duels.
Well, there you go.
It's all duels to calm me down.
Calm my nerves.
I like how the podcast is just always duels all the time now.
Man, it's just sponsorships, like, left and right, you know. We choose a product, we endorse them, and then they send us the products. That's how it works. That's how it works.
It's either the products or a cease and desist, one of the two.
That's why we are no longer sponsored by Don Dish Soap.
Legally, we never were.
I suppose so.
See, I call this pre-sponsoring. Like we give them all of the promotion and marketing, right?
And then send them a check.
And that's reverse sponsor. and then I send them a letter and be like, listen, I just promoted your product on a podcast that has over 1 million listens.
So what are you gonna do for me?
So am I gonna get that 6-pack old duels or what?
That's all you're in it for, is just the 1 6-pack.
I was in a 7-Eleven once when a kid walked in and told the guy, "Hey, I've been wearing this 7-Eleven shirt everywhere. Can you give me some free stuff?" And the guy looked at him and went, "No."
No.
I was like, is this a thing? Like, did that just happen in front of my very eyes?
And it, you guys most probably there like, what the fuck, man? I didn't have to wear the shirt.
I know, right? I'm trying to sponsor you guys, but you know what? Fuck you.
You know how many of my friends started coming?
He just rips it off and he's got an AMPM shirt underneath.
I bet my good friends at the AMPM will sound different.
Goes over there and you hear him just screams like, what the fuck? And you see him walk out with like an Arco shirt on after that.
What's that other big one in like the...
Quick Stop.
Valero. That's just like, yeah. Valero. I don't know if they do shirts.
I don't think any of these two shirts, Ryan.
7-Eleven definitely does shirts.
Really?
I saw a guy walk into a 7-Eleven wearing a 7-Eleven shirt and tell
I
the guy.
I believe 7-Eleven.
Are you listening to my story?
No.
I witnessed a guy in a 7-Eleven shirt go into a 7-Eleven.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either.
Just said something about a guy with a shirt.
Nope.
Asking for sponsorship. I don't know. You sound crazy.
Look, I didn't know.
I'm looking up these 7-Eleven shirts, Ryan, and it's
they're not... there. They
Arco
exist.
Probably has shirts too, because Arco is
probably them. Has 7-Eleven shirts.
No, Arco has arena.
I don't know about that, Terry.
Right there in the apparel aisle. That's in all gas stations.
In the corner, it just has like gas station shirts.
Right next to the skinny jeans.
Damn. And the Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, where can I get the shirts? Oh, they're right in the back by the Daisy Dukes.
What, you have both? You just saved me a trip, young sir.
Well, we are a convenience store.
You sure are.
How very convenient.
I like that story, Ryan.
It was a good one.
It's the same place I bought expired milk.
Oh,
not as good of a story.
Not a good story at all.
No, it was. I took it back and I was like, "The fuck is this?
This is yogurt, sir."
It was like the expiry. I was like, "I bought this milk yesterday. What does that date say?" It was like 4 days before.
Oh my! No.
I poured my last bowl of cereal into this milk, you son of a bitch. And then I buried him, no one could find his body. And I put him in my cereal. Drink it with his blood in there today. Bastard. Commie bastard.
Like, are you drinking strawberry milk? And you're like, yes. That's what I'm drinking.
Absolutely.
Strawberry milk.
It's all mine, though. You don't get any.
You shouldn't have any.
She doesn't like milk. That's not a problem.
It's soy milk. And you won't like that.
I would never drink soy milk.
You drink blood of a man that works at the gas station, but not soy milk.
Well, it's not soy blood, Terry.
Now you know the truth about me.
All natural blood.
It is all natural blood.
Is there such thing as unnatural blood?
Yes, Dwight.
Okay. Thank you, Terry.
Why don't you talk to a man known as Vladimir, also known as Dracula. You've got some unnatural blood going on.
Yeah, Dwight. Listen to Ryan.
A man of science.
Yes.
That's right.
Real world science, like Dracula.
Just like Dracula.
Played by and actually is Keanu Reeves.
Ah.
What movie was that?
Dracula.
No.
Dracula?
No. The other one with Keanu Reeves.
Twilight.
That's it.
What? I do not believe he was.
I think I know what you're talking about. The Devil's Advocate.
No. It starts with
Constantine.
That's it. Ryan nailed it. There's some stupid movie about, like, magical beings or something, right?
Yeah, he's like a.
He was like a.
Yeah, demon. Yeah,
demon hunter.
He could see, he had killed himself and went to hell and could see both sides of the spectrum, good and evil, but neither one of them wanted him.
Did you like this movie, Ryan?
No, I saw it many times though.
Did what? Why?
It was on a channel at my grandpa's house, and it just kind of played, like one of those movies that was just kind of on, you know?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like fucking FX with Armageddon.
Yeah, exactly.
God, every time I turn that fucking channel on, they're playing Armageddon.
Is there a movie that would be on TV that you guys would just actually sit and watch if you saw it on?
Armageddon. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, Men in Black.
Men in Black? The first one,
whenever
I assume?
That was on, whenever that was on TNT, which was a lot, yeah, I'd probably stop and watch it.
Not bad. That's a pretty good one. I like the first one.
Yeah, I heard he's off board for the fourth one.
It's probably for good reasons. The third one was actually okay.
Yeah, better than the second.
Better than the second, that is true.
Well, that's kind of like, you know, The Matrix. Can't go anywhere but up from the second.
Yeah. Well, it's because they try to make movies that were meant to only just be one into a trilogy, you know? And they're like, fuck! We need to make the ending of the first one work for the second one.
Well, Matrix was always written as a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fucked it up.
The second one just sucked balls. Balls. That's all. Balls.
Yeah, but how could you really recreate the magic of the first one?
Yeah, that one was so shocking too. Like, it's really it's with any series.
It's 'cause
right?
It was fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, it was the first of its kind.
Yeah. And then like you come in with the second one, they're like, "Okay, we need to take what everybody loved in the first one and ramp that shit up." When it would have been just better to just keep it the same level and just, you know, keep the story going.
Matter of fact, they should have pulled it back a little bit.
Yes. Yes, they should have.
You know what? This has got a little too much going on. I think we should get rid of a lot of the slow motion and put it back to regular motion. Regular motion? Are you crazy?
But Ryan,
I'm telling you, no one will see it coming, I promise.
Then they got to add more words in the script and things and content instead of just stretching out a 2-second
spark.
No,
it's the same exact actions, Dwight. There's no difference in the actions. It's just normal paced.
Well, then it would be shorter.
And the movie's 30 minutes shorter.
Yeah.
They're aware of that.
Okay.
Don't question them in their ways. They're brothers. And they'll do whatever they want. Even decide that the ending of the game wasn't good enough for a video game and rewrite the entire ending. But you're a giant Neo.
What?
Made of cars.
You're a giant Neo made of cars?
Or no, it's something like that. Smith throws cars at you or some shit. Lots of cars involved in the end of that game.
You know what's a bad movie?
That?
Cars.
Do you remember that, Terry?
Wait, what?
What movie?
Cars.
What?
Mm-hmm. Cars was like okay.
That's like the talking cars?
Yeah.
Like with the guy with the nose?
Cars 2 was the... That's another sequel that shouldn't have never been made. Shouldn't have been made.
Shouldn't have done it. That's that damn for sure.
Yeah, but they did it, Ryan.
They done did and did. That's damn for sure, too. I know it.
Okay.
You don't have to preach to me.
As long as we're all on the same page here.
Different book, but same page.
Mm-hmm. Page 1. Index.
Wait, I don't have that here.
that's not what I'm seeing here.
He's got the second edition.
Who, me or him?
Yes.
Dude, I don't know who's been doing these types of comics, but I've been really digging them. It's like it's just a 4-panel comic, and it's something like really short or whatever. And like this one is, I can't tell who the other two guys are, but the people that were writing the Declaration of Independence,
George Washington,
Jan Benjamin Franklin.
Is that Hancock?
Probably Hancock.
Okay. And,
well, maybe. What's the scribe's name?
I don't know.
But
the first panel, Hancock, let's just call him Hancock. He's like,
yeah, we'll call him.
How many rights should we give the people? And then it goes over to Benjamin Franklin, and he's just like, hella. And then it goes back to the other two guys, and they're wearing sunglasses, and Benjamin Franklin's wearing sunglasses. And that's it. There's been a couple of comics that are just kind of like,
yeah,
that.
I think I saw one of those not too long ago. Mm-hmm.
I'm digging them. Short and sweet.
To the point.
Mm-hmm. You know what's another movie with Keanu Reeves? Point Break.
Speed?
Yeah, there you go.
Are we just going to name off Keanu Reeves
movies
now?
It was my segue from him saying break and then... Or straight to the point, and I said Point Break.
Well...
Do you know what's a good Keanu Reeves movie?
The first Matrix?
The first Matrix, yes. And that one with the baseball I just dropped. Hardball. It's a good tearjerker.
Hardball? No.
Hardball. He teaches an inner city group of children.
Oh, with the baseball one, right?
Yeah, in Chicago with G-Baby.
It was basically the same story about that dude that was teaching math to those inner city kids.
Well, yeah, you can say that about anything. Any sports story about an inner city kid. I mean, there's been thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
Football teams banding together
hardball.
In the inner city. Yeah.
There you go.
I know. That's my point. They're all dumb.
But to get us off Keanu Reeves.
I was just about to segue to another part of us. You know what was a bad movie from Keanu Reeves?
No.
Scanner Dark. Most of them. No, that'll work. All right, most of them. Terry, go on.
Last night, they announced Meta Knight for Smash Brothers.
No shit.
Yep. Did you guys see the new case? Or the new custom...
The bundle?
3DS, the 3DS, yeah.
Yeah. That's right now, it's only UK, though.
Yeah, Halo's doing that shit, too. I'm like, what the hell's going on with the UK right now?
Well, they had the same thing with fucking Mario Kart. They got the blue shell. Like,
fuck
they're
them.
Getting all the crazy shit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Fucking 12-inch Master Chief statue. I want that.
Well, you can't have it.
Yeah.
Because apparently Microsoft likes UK better than America.
Nintendo, too.
How do you feel about that? Not well.
Good. That's how they want you to feel.
Well, they're succeeding.
Come on, guys. We don't need to do this right now.
Well, it's happening, Dwight. We didn't ask for it. Microsoft has given it to us.
So has NES not been announced?
No, but it looks like there is one of them on the cover, and so help me God if it's Lucas. I think so. It looks like it. I don't know if it's somebody else or not.
No, I didn't see that. I need to find this thing now. Where is it? Where is it?
Blonde kid in the front.
Wait, you're talking about the cover or like the bundle thing?
Like the actual DS itself.
I can't find a picture of it, so when you find it,
it's on the official site.
Is it really?
It's loading like 56K right now, which I don't like.
SmashBros.com or Nintendo.com?
SmashBros.com.
Really? It's just there.
I don't see what you're talking about, Ryan.
Well, I don't know how to clarify. Hold on. Smash.
There is no blonde kid other than Link.
Maybe he's confusing the villager with the blonde kid.
Maybe. That could be. That could very well be.
The villager's
I don't
not
know
even
if it's,
blonde.
I know, but...
Well, I don't know if he's blonde. I'm just saying, like, it looks
a
like kind of...
Yeah.
A kid right there in the front next to Kirby.
In the front?
Where? What?
Kirby's in the back. What are you looking at?
Yeah. Are you looking at the 3DS one, Ryan?
Yeah.
Link me to what you're looking at.
Yeah, do that, Ryan.
Just did.
All right, loading. Use your keyboard. To the left of Kirby, that's the villager.
Okay.
Yeah, it's villager. You're looking right at it. You can.
I don't know what the villager looks like. I never haven't played that game.
You know what Ness looks like, though.
I know, but he kind of looks like Lucas. And I was going to kill myself. Lucas is a bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck Lucas.
Lucas doesn't give a shit what you think of him.
No. No, he doesn't.
I won't buy the game, man. I won't do it.
Yes, you will.
Formal protest if there's no Ness.
You'll do it.
I don't know if I will, honestly.
You'll do it, but you won't like it. But you'll do it.
I'm definitely not buying it for the 3. I'm not buying a Wii U anymore, so. Not buying it for that.
I'm only going to buy it for the Wii U.
Terry, will you buy it for the 3DS so we can play together on the train?
Hell yeah.
That's I'm gonna what use he's it. Trying to tell you to buy it.
Hell yeah. Buy it.
I'm going to use my phone as a tether.
I'm going to buy it on 3DS so I can play it whenever I want, and then I'm going to bum the Wii version off of Dwight.
No.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
I'm probably going to get a digital version, so.
That's what I'm saying. I'll show up, invite myself in, and play your game.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
That's different. I'll make cookies.
Yeah.
Poisoned cookies.
Obviously. I'm not going to eat regular cookies.
Well, I'm slowly building up your tolerance for when I actually poison everybody. And then they'll
and
all die.
I am thankful for that.
At MongooseCon.
Don't eat the cookies.
I mean, not at MongooseCon.
I mean, not at MongooseCon.
Eat the cookies.
Eat all the cookies at MongooseCon. Dole made
share
them.
Your cookies, in fact. Don't eat all of them. Take some home.
Share them with your parents.
Give them to your dog. Feed some to your fish.
Dogs love cookies.
Especially ours. They have chocolate chips, and everyone knows dogs love chocolate
they
chips.
Love them.
It's the thing dogs crave.
That's true, Terry. Tell us more.
Dogs love chocolate.
Oh, sorry.
That's good.
That's fine.
It was understandable why you would make those noises in that order.
I don't know if it was or not, but I'm going to stick with it.
Ryan.
Terry.
You nailed it.
Thanks, buddy.
You went out there and you just nailed it to the wall.
Sometimes you just got to be you, you know?
So,
Ryan, that is so true.
Yeah.
Now, Terry, you're a man of numerous science. Knowledges of Smash Bros.
That's right.
That is true.
Was Meta Knight a favorite?
He wasn't like top tier or anything as far as like competitive, but yeah, people liked him.
Yeah,
I liked him a lot. He's different. Like
he ain't no fucking Ness, piece of shit, little bitch.
Most people aren't Ness, except for Lucas. But Meta Knight, the way he was.
That's a low blow, Terry.
That was a low blow, you piece of shit. I'll never forgive you for that. I promise.
As long as the way Meta Knight worked was cool. Like, he was all floaty and he could fly, and his individual attacks did like shit for damage, but he could just fling them at you so fast that it stacked up. He was definitely fun to play.
Hmm. Alrighty. Fair enough.
But then nobody, as far as competitive, like nobody really thinks highly of Brawl competitively.
No.
Because they made it so that it's not very competitive.
Because of the tripping.
You trip.
Yeah, the tripping thing was a big deal. I didn't understand why they did that for the longest time, and then I found out the reasoning behind it, and I was like, that's...
What is the reasoning?
The most goddamn stupid thing. Because I don't know if you remember, did you watch Melee at all during Evo?
I caught bits and pieces of it when I could, yeah.
Well, did you notice how people would, like, just, like, dash back and forth really fast?
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
like, tapping
yeah.
Back,
yeah, like blah, left blah, and right.
Doing that? Yeah. It was to stop that.
What?
That's what triggers tripping. If you do that too much, you'll start tripping.
What?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why does that matter? When they only ever did that like when they were like waiting.
Well, yeah, it's like a fake out thing, but and it also was part of how you wave dash or whatever.
Wave dash.
Which was like an exploit in its own. It's like it's some combination you have to do. You have to like do a dodge roll or whatever, or not a dodge roll, but like an aerial evasion, and like slide on the ground, and it would make you like, it was weird. Look it up. It's an exploit though.
Okay.
But yeah, so they put tripping in, so you couldn't do that, because doing that on its own is like a fake out thing.
A wave dash.
I'm confused here.
A wave dash is a technique in Super Smash Bros. Melee that causes a character to slide along the ground without walking or running. It transfers the momentum of the air dodge into a spurt of ground-based movement.
Yeah, where you like slide, right?
Yeah, where you slide across the ground, and you can't be touched while you're sliding.
Yeah, it's like a dodge.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do that all the time. What the fuck? Of course. Yeah,
well, that's why they did that. That's why they.
So you when you do that, you start tripping.
Yeah, when you go back and forth too much, you start tripping. That's what triggers the tripping.
That is dumb.
I agree, and everybody else agreed, and they're taking it out of the new one.
There's a GIF of what it is, Ryan. Apparently, the longest wave dash was with Luigi, and the shortest was with Peach.
I know what a wave dash is.
I know, but Luigi just keeps fucking sliding like a goddamn ghost.
Luigi's nuts.
Oh, he's slippery.
Luigi's a piece of shit, dude. Just like Yoshi. Those green bastards. If Kermit the Frog was in this game, I swear to God.
You son of a bitch.
He'd be the slipperiest son of a bitch ever. Hello.
Around like, ah!
So why did they want to stop that? Because it was an exploit and they didn't want exploits?
That would be absolutely hilarious, Terry. I hope I can see Kermit the Frog waving his arms around.
Running at you.
All I can fucking see right now.
That's his final smash.
You're just terrified. Yeah, his arms are just flailing. And so he's not, if he hits you, you're fucked. Like, oh, we gotta make a Muppets like Smash Brothers. I'd play that. I'd buy that.
It was, they did it to even the playing field, because if you knew how to do it, then you had a clear advantage over everybody. And they made Brawl super casual, and they wanted people to, you know, to even everything out.
Because they forgot who made them who they are.
Yeah.
Like Nintendo always does.
So now they're according to, what's his name, Sakurai or whatever, they're evening out. It's going to land between Brawl and Melee.
Have like a pro mode where it's like...
I know, I agree.
More hardcore.
I agree. But no, apparently not. Still, I'm excited. As long as they acknowledge that everyone hated the trip and the casualness of everything.
Yeah, like it would be nice to see something competitive again.
Lean it back over to the competitive side.
Not that I would ever make any good use of it, personally, but I like watching people play it, you know, and I'm tired of watching everybody play SD shit. I want some HD shit. I want to see
some about time.
Some HD brawling, but not brawl. No.
We know what you meant.
Okay, thank you.
I am excited too, but then only if they put Ness, and then I'll just be like meh. I'll still get the game, but I'll be
sitting there with your arms crossed the whole just like, time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Watch Ryan actually starts really liking the villager. He starts playing him.
If he's like Ness, I'll take
playing
it.
His little boys.
It'd be really fucked up if they give the villager a yo-yo.
I'll kill somebody. That's what I thought it was, those headphones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ness will be there. They didn't announce Captain Falcon until a month ago, so...
We're getting pretty close to October, though, man.
Yeah, but, I mean, this keeps the hype train rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know? If anything, they could pull some bullshit. It's like, 5 days till launch, every day, new character!
They absolutely could.
Yeah. Because that would be fucking hype as
but
shit.
No, I read somewhere that the original roster will be there.
Well, was it an official thing or just...
I honestly couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I just don't. That wouldn't be right.
They wouldn't, and they wouldn't do that. Why would they take out somebody from the first game at this point? It doesn't make any sense.
Fuck with me.
Well, Ryan, maybe you deserve it.
Maybe not. I don't know. Although Nintendo...
Well, I don't know about that.
Or Microsoft, I mean. Microsoft and DC Comics were like, hey, happy birthday, Ryan. Here is a brand new Batman movie that's incredible. And
by the way, it was Ryan's birthday yesterday, so tweet him pictures of cupcakes and
favorite
puppies.
Birthday paraphernalia. That's it.
Yes. But anyway,
and then unfollow him.
Gamescom came with a bunch of Halo news, which is, you know, always nice for me.
Mm-hmm. Also came with some Metal Gear Solid news.
Yes, it did, and other news as well. Yes, yes. But we're all excited, and games are coming, and it's going to be a very expensive fall.
Hooray, games!
What are we talking about? We're talking about The Crew coming out, Unity. I'm probably going to get Rogue, because it's always been my dream to be a Templar.
Is it, Ryan? You've never shared this dream with us.
Oh, the Templars are so much cooler than the Assassins.
Tell us why.
Come on. Ryan.
Tell us.
All they want is order. They're not just a bunch of anarchists blowing shit up and killing people for no reason. You bunch of goddamn hippies.
You know, if you think of Assassin's Creed that way, there's probably a whole group of other people that also feel that way about Assassin's Creed, and that makes me laugh. Just the fact that the Templars are right, man. They just want things in order.
They just want things right.
These motherfuckers are just rolling in, breaking windows, and putting people to sleep, and killing
people wherever they feel like it's necessary to kill people. Where are they the correct group of people? Like, that's what I'm trying to say.
I missed what you said.
To Ryan right now, you know in Assassin's Creed there's the Assassins and Templars, right? Ryan has been agreeing with the Templars since the beginning.
Since the get-go.
He loves the Templars and what they're about and hates the Assassins.
I do.
Templar scum.
I only like being an Assassin because it's so cool to kill people. You know, but I'm sure I'll be able to kill people exactly the same way as a Templar.
As a Templar, they got Assassin Templar people. Mm-hmm. People that change sides.
Well, no, this one's about an actual, like, assassin hunter.
Dude, Rogue, that's that sounds awesome. Like, when you put it like that, assassin hunter?
Yeah. He's an assassin. He's a former assassin hunting down other assassins, and he's a Templar.
I like that angle that they're doing, because they've been kind of shifting it in that direction over the last couple games.
Towards the Templars?
Yeah.
Well, they can get up so much more. They can just do the same stories from another perspective. It's genius.
Yeah, exactly.
It's genius. The same games.
Well, again. There's that, and at this point now, it's like
we're bored with the Assassins.
Well, no, we are already seeing things from the Templar perspective.
Yeah. We have been all along.
Yeah.
We have traitors. We had what's his name?
The fourth game, you're literally playing as a Templar like employee.
Yeah, you are.
So I think it's cool.
Yeah, I'm a fan, and I'm it's kind of cool they're doing two, like, both generations get a game. I'm hoping it comes out on PC though, at least.
Yeah, exactly. They better both come out on PC because I'm not gonna play the old generation one on an actual console.
No.
Yeah. Unless I can play it on my my Xbox One, and then I'll be fine. But I doubt that's the case. Knowing them,
probably not. They're gonna split it up.
But it's really not fair to those of us that have, you know, the one. It's great and all for the people that still have their 360, but those of us that have the one and the PS4, I will soon. I don't yet.
Right. They'll both be on PC, I'm sure. Every other main game has been on PC eventually.
Yeah. So, Terry, have you heard anything about a custom Halo Xbox?
Yes, I believe it's going to be white.
Just white. That's just they're doing the white one already for what's it called? The white one's like been The white one's been known for a while that they were going to do it. Cause the,
for what, the, what, though?
For Halo, like a Halo Xbox. Right. Oh, for white, for Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's probably what I'm thinking of.
I want to know if the Master Chief Collection is getting one. If they did it for Duty, they're going to have to do it for Halo, right?
If they do it for Halo, it won't be for the Master Chief Collection.
Why?
They would save that for Halo 5.
They would do both.
No, they wouldn't do both. There's no reason to do it for both.
I hope
you
they do
it for your big title, not your re-release title.
It's a pretty big re-release title.
True, but still re-release. They didn't put out an Xbox for Halo 1 anniversary. And you could argue that that was a pretty big release.
That
was the first goddamn Halo.
It was actually a pretty big release.
Mm-hmm.
Comparatively.
I don't work for Microsoft. I don't know how they think. I'm not qualified to answer that question.
But you work GameStop.
Yes, because they tell us so much there.
You should know about games.
I know about games, motherfucker.
Well, if he's going to sell it, he'll know at least a quarter in advance. And I don't have to Google it.
Well, I'll know when it's like available to to pre-order it. But I won't know until it's available. We're not on that mailing list. DMs don't CC us on that stuff.
That sucks.
I agree.
What you gotta do is just get into their email and have it send you an email too every time they get an email.
Ah, yeah. Go in there, go into his settings.
Mm-hmm.
Add me as a automatically get copies.
Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
They'll never know.
I do it with Gaggle. He could do it with anything.
I do it with Gaggle as well. Do that for my student email. Because I cannot be bothered to sign into a completely different account.
That's actually the only reason I have Firefox on my computer.
But now for that, I just use incognito mode.
I guess, but then you gotta log in. Like, when I open up Firefox, I could just hit, done.
Yeah.
And plus, all of my stuff also has double verification. So, like, I would have to do that every time. And I can't do that every time.
I only bother with that on my main. Or my two mains.
I unfortunately have to do it with everything.
Right.
It's fun.
I bet. Waiting for that text message.
What was really fun was when I switched phones.
Oh, yeah!
And was locked out of my emails for like a week. That was great. That's fun.
It sounds fun.
It was a lot of fun, Ryan. Thank you for pointing that out.
You're welcome.
That was pretty Anytime. Clutch, Ryan.
So, Anytime. Ryan has not seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
It was actually really good. I liked it.
Yeah, I might go this weekend.
You should definitely go see it this weekend, Ryan.
Yeah, check it out. It's fun.
Take Sarah.
But I also might buy a capture card. She won't go.
She won't go? Why not?
Sarah, well, A, Sarah doesn't go to the movies in general, and B, she wouldn't go see a comic book movie. Do you guys know Sarah at all?
Yes.
Not that well, apparently.
Show her a picture of Chris Pratt without a shirt on.
She's not.
Without a shirt. Yeah.
She's not like that either.
Okay, well, Ryan, I've tried everything.
I'm sorry.
Is she alive?
Yes.
I was sweating in that theater.
Had to bring in a towel.
She also doesn't like the movie theaters because they're sticky.
They are sticky.
They are very sticky.
Yeah.
I went in there without shoes once.
Why would you do that? What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you have a death wish?
I contracted 3 different kinds of disease.
One of them was called bubblegum.
The other one was Wolf Among Us.
Luckily, they put me on antibiotics.
I got antibiotics right away.
Silver straight into the veins.
I beat Wolf Among Us.
Hashtag I beat Wolf Among Us.
We gotta find a cure. Put an end to this for good.
Tens of people die every year.
There are dozens of us.
Dozens!
Tens of people every year contract this disease and are perfectly fine.
And never know it.
Their quality of life doesn't change.
And live normal, completely successful lives because they don't know. We want to make awareness that.
Sometimes they know. Get a light sneeze. For a day!
No!
Sometimes after running, they find themselves out of breath.
We're going to get like a letter and be like, excuse me, I have Wolf Among Us. And the
and this is jokes not a joke.
The jokes you guys made on your little podcast that you have. Little. You know, they got to insult us. Oh, okay. And, you know, in the process about telling us how they're insulted. Yes, and so forth and so on. And my son had Wolf Among Us. It's hereditary in my family. And I'll be like, God, take a bath.
Put some shoes on, for God's sake.
Don't go to the movies with your shoes off.
The fuck is wrong with you? Wolf Among Us.
It's the only way to contract.
Yeah, what if that was the only way?
Just people still do it.
But they don't know, right? No one knows.
Even the people that have it.
We have to raise awareness.
So people can go on living their lives exactly the way they were before.
What if the symptoms were just like normal things, like feeling tired when it's late or when it's been up for numerous hours at a time? Feeling tired after immediately waking up.
Can you not stare at the sun for extended periods of time? You probably have Wolf Among Us.
Can you keep your eyes open for extended periods of time?
Wolf Among Us.
Is it sometimes hot outside and makes you uncomfortable? Or is it too cold and still makes you uncomfortable?
Wolf Among Us.
Does listening to loud music hurt your ears?
Wolf Among Us.
Does staring at bright lights give you a headache?
And then you take the pill for Wolf Among Us, and it's got these horrible side effects.
No, you know how it always says,
like,
no,
cancer.
The side of the bottle always says, like, may cause, like, dizziness, like, nausea, sleepiness, stuff like that. On the side of that bottle, it says, will cause diarrhea, will cause nausea.
Will cause malaria.
Causes other stuff.
Like Ebola. Random ass shit. And Ebola is nothing to joke about, guys. It's real serious. Kind of, though.
That's really
it,
guys.
We don't have to worry about it in America, but it is serious.
Dustin Hoffman made a movie about it, and he's hilarious, right?
You don't have to worry about it in America. Wasn't there news reports of it being reported here, like, recently?
Well, no.
It's not reported here. Two doctors that got it in Africa
were flown
quarantined back to the CDC to be tested with experimental cures for it.
I get you.
Yeah. I mean, it's still pretty terrifying.
But it's not going to...
But the media made it sound
much worse.
They're
going to sensationalize everything. But some dude on Reddit...
Ebola is here!
We got to sell all those newspapers!
It's the quickest way for people to get their news!
Some dude on Reddit did an AMA that was part of the... doctor team or whatever over in Africa that was dealing with the Ebola stuff and was talking about the whole Ebola thing, and someone asked him just straight up, was like, why did you guys bring those doctors back into America? Why did you bring Ebola here or anything? Should we be worried about this? And he goes, you get absolutely no work. You guys do not need to worry about it. America's medical system is far too strong to let this get out of hand and be anything like it is over in Africa. So,
yeah, no one's ever heard a zombie movie start that way.
Yeah, I've seen Walking Dead, Dwight. I don't buy it.
Well, I haven't. Okay.
I watched I Am Legend. Okay.
Well, I haven't.
Will Smith couldn't save us. How could the CDC?
We'll just put Will Smith on the case.
Well, yeah. Well, no, you gotta get that lady who can create bridges out of thin air. That's who you need.
Oh, yeah, her too.
Ooh. Yeah. The woman that somehow ends up on the island of New York, even though they blew up all the bridges and all access, and then somehow drives off and makes it to Virginia. You know, that one.
Well, it was a tough drive. We'll give her that.
Took a lot of bridges.
Well, underwater drives usually are pretty
tough. She had to get her submarine car going. It's like the submarine car from that old James Bond movie.
Oh, yeah.
She had it. It's real. Plot hole filled.
Wait, what did you say, Terry?
She had the submarine car from James Bond.
Yep, there you go. You did it.
Drove right into the water, drove right out.
Also a plane.
That's right.
It can also be a hat.
I wouldn't wear it as a hat. I don't think that's safe. Don't go around telling people to wear cars as hats, all right?
You what about hats?
I don't know if I can lift my car onto my head.
What are you, a pussy?
Kinda.
You some kind of bitch, son?
If being a pussy means you can't lift your car, then yeah, I guess so.
I guess I'm a little bit of a pussy. You're absolutely right, Pa.
I better go Google this and figure out my new life decisions.
About lifting your car onto your head?
Being a pussy, right?
Like a cat?
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Like, when do I start shedding and clawing the furniture?
Should I use a litter box?
Or should I just shit in the hallway like my fucking cats?
Well, they've set the precedent here, so I think you might as well just follow it.
Damn it.
I know you don't want to hear it, but you might have to start shitting in the hallway.
I don't like that, but I'll do it if
there's no bite about it. You're gonna have to.
This is your life now.
Hooray!
Yay for me!
Can now poop wherever I want.
America.
Well, you could do that anyway in this country,
where women can whip their breasts out wherever they want, but if a man wags his dangle, he's on the sex offender list.
That's right.
America.
In a proud being American.
Where at least I know I'm free. As long as I don't put my dangle out.
Get put on the sex offender list. Got no job because I'm on that list. I was just taking a piss.
Townspeople coming for me. Poor guy.
I gotta go door to door and let my neighbors know. Because I'm proud to be a sex offender.
I just peed by a school.
I like how this podcast took that turn.
Oh, that got out of hand.
Nah, I got right where it needed to be.
Right in hand.
Right in hand.
Good times, good times.
I agree.
Good shit, good shit, good shit.
Ryan, what did you do for your birthday?
Yeah, Ryan.
We went to Monterey.
Just for the day?
No, we stayed Sunday through Tuesday on my birthday.
Oh.
Stayed at a Hyatt resort on a golf course. It was absolutely stunning. It was about a mile from the beach. We walked there. It was a Navy beach, like literally owned by the Navy.
Old Navy?
No, like it is an old Navy, yes.
The old Navy.
Yes, the old Navy. One and only.
Okay.
It was cool. It was really cool. We went to the Chart House in Monterey, which is right on the water. I got a New York strip steak and lobster on the side.
Okay.
You know, just a lobster on
just
the side.
Just a lobster on the side, yeah. Oh, can I have the New York strip steak, please, with a lobster on the side?
Drawn butter and Yukon mashed potatoes.
Yukon, that's a car.
Yukon, yes. It is a car.
Yep. Just pointing out facts is all. I had nowhere to go with that.
Good job.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
So what'd you do after you ate? Did you guys do anything? Or is this just like enjoying the scenery type of stuff?
We just enjoyed. We walked probably about 15 miles.
Not bad.
Overall. Just wandering, you know?
That's the best.
We got kind of lost. Like the first day we just explored the resort and walked around, ended up at the club, it's because it was a golf course, ended up at like the clubhouse, you know, and just chilled, ate some lunch, waiting for our room to get done, and then we went out to eat that night, and then we went home. We were exhausted because we ate so much and walked around so much and drove so much. And the next day we woke up and we went to Carmel. Drove there. And
it's Caramel.
No, it's Carmel. drove there. Drove there and parked right by the beach. And what else did we do? Oh, we walked around, found a breakfast place. We went to a cheese shop and bought some delicious cheeses.
It's important to get cheeses.
Like expensive, delicious, like expensive imported. Dude, we had cheese and crackers and it was phenomenal.
I guess like the game changes with expensive cheeses.
Yeah, dude. Like this goat cheese that was soaked in wine. This brie that tasted like just cream, like just fucking cream. Oh, so good. So we had that on our actual anniversary on Monday. But we walked all around Carmel, like probably about 5 miles, just like all around all the little shops and shit, you know. It's like one of those little touristy towns.
Nice.
And then, yeah, the last day, we walked down to the Federal Beach and hung out there for a few hours. And then we were like, hey, let's, then we went to another beach. We went to 4 beaches that day or some shit. And then we were like, let's walk to this little ice cream shop that didn't end up existing. And ended up, like, walking another, like, 5 miles and found a little, like, mini fisherman's wharf that was really cool. Like, it was a good time. It was dope. Dope times.
Dope times. Yes. Dope times and caramel.
Carmel. Carmel.
Yeah, that place. Yeah, I'm sure you got my text. I've been going to the bay a lot, and I get pissed, Terry. I'm getting so pissed every time I go down there. Why is
that?
They got great weather. And it
sucks.
Yep. Oh, it was beautiful weather the whole time there. It was like 60 degrees and like overcast. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's like 95, 98 over here on this side of the hill. And then like I go over and it's 76 over there.
I was freezing when I got off work today. Here in San Bruno, dude, it gets so... Compared to Sunnyvale, where you are, Santa Clara?
Yeah.
Sunnyvale, dude, it hit 100 the other day. Where I live now... It never gets above like 75. Mm-hmm. Rarely. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
I
remember I was in Manteca. I walked outside and I was like, how do you guys even live here?
How are you dealing with this? Coming from the person who came from New Mexico.
Oh.
Don't speak that name.
New Mexico was rough. Yeah. But it never really broke. It didn't break 100 that often. It was just because you were so high up.
Yeah. You're closer to the sun, though.
You were a mile high. It was crazy time. It's too high. We're so high right now. We're definitely not low. No Kumar and Harold fans, I take it?
Yeah.
Just the first one.
I just didn't really care for that line.
You don't know anything about anything.
It didn't do anything for me, Ryan, on an emotional level or mental.
I got an emotional level for you right here. I'm grabbing my junk if you can.
Oh, okay. Oh, how dare you.
You son of a bitch! End of podcast.
So whose birthday's next? Alex's is in May. Terry's and I's is in March. Jose's is also in March.
Sam's was in July. Yeah,
Dole's is in January. Right.
I'm sorry. A dinosaur back there.
Nothing I can do about it, boys. My back's sweaty.
Got that sweaty back.
Yep.
Spencer's is coming up, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, his just happened at the beginning of summer.
I associate October with Spencer for some reason. I think it was just because of his obsession with pumpkins that for that little while. Maybe still, I don't know. I don't know where Spencer sits at on his pumpkins.
I'm sure his pumpkin game is still tight.
Probably. He's going to Boston soon, too, I think.
Boston? Yeah.
He's super excited.
For why?
They're going to go visit all the beer shit. And just like a vacation deal.
Beer shit?
Yeah, like the Samuel Adams factory and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Good, good.
I don't know if we have any... No, Brandy's is in April. Huh. Do we not have any birthdays in the late of the year, except for yours, Brian?
I'm sure there's somebody out of 17 of us.
There is a couple of us now.
It's like a really far-fetched to believe.
Yeah.
It could be, though.
Well, then. We would just enjoy
who knows?
The months as they come.
The surprises. The surprise birthdays. As we will call them.
I'm having a surprise birthday next month. But don't tell me.
I'm throwing a party for myself and I don't want myself to know. You're all invited.
I'm gonna be so surprised.
I'm so fucking dumb.
Man, I'm such an idiot.
I'll never see it coming. I like this.
So you're what exactly are you doing at NVIDIA?
How much can I share?
Have I already said too much?
No, because the series is released now, so I can talk about it a bit. I've been doing contract work for them, so they're just like bringing me on and either paying me and. Well, it's all been just gear stuff.
I was going to say, are they paying you in gum?
No, not yet. But pay me in food, kind of.
Not on gum yet.
They pay food
sometimes. Working up the gum.
I've been doing contract work with Lee. Lee brought me along as a second pair of hands, and I've been heavily involved with it. Unfortunately, I won't get the recognition that some of the actual experts... will, because they were in front of the camera while I was behind the camera. but I came on as a photographer,
second
photographer, because they're in-house photographer. They have to actually book him and book his time, and they give him a time slot to actually work on that project sort of thing. And that has to be done months in advance. Because he's like super busy. Because they only have one fucking photographer. It's crazy. And I met him actually the last time I was there. His name's Ray. He's fucking funny. Funny as all hell. And
I don't know if hell's that funny, Dwight.
And so they brought me on as just a person to take photos and stuff as we're working on this build. It's a custom standing cross desk for like demos, and the cross desk is that one desk that can have two computers in it, one on the left side and one on the right, and a glass pane goes over the top of it. They had a custom one made as a standing demo unit for shows and stuff like that to show off NVIDIA gear and just be an over the top PC type of thing, right. And so it has 8 Titan Blacks in it, which are $1,000 each. 2 $500 ASUS Rampage 4 black motherboards. It's just completely over the top. And it's fully water-cooled. That episode comes up soon. I think it's episode 3. I don't know. Episode 2 should be out real soon. Episode 1 came out, and that's the one that features Lee. And this is a series that they're starting called The Mod Garage, where they base this first section with the cross test is to teach people how to do different types of modding and stuff. Like the first episode's about how to like cut holes in your chassis and stuff properly, and The second video is going to be about sleeving cables custom to make them look really nice and pretty and fit themes. The third one's more than likely going to be water cooling, and then there's one about lights, and the overclocking one may or may not still happen. And decals and stuff, which actually, Terry, I need to talk to you about that. That I was talking to one of the people that they brought on that does all the decals, like vinyl stickers and stuff. His whole setup is a Microsoft Surface and this like plotter, completely mobile. Like it could all fit in like a little duffel bag.
Can I say I definitely want a Surface for art. Like I've been looking into
get the Pro, dude. Get the Pro. RT's not a good. Like I love my tablet, isn't a Surface, but it is a Windows tablet. Right. But I wish I had a full working Windows. So make sure you get the Pro. I know it's extra money, but make sure you get the Pro.
I have used one too.
I mean, I need
mom has a Surface
sort
Pro.
Of laptop.
Just go with the Surface, dude. Screw a laptop.
Prefer a Surface. Well, that's what I mean. I need like a lap. I want a tablet. I need a laptop. May as well get both in that.
Why not both?
Yeah, exactly. There's that, and from what I've been hearing, the Surface is actually really good as like a drawing tablet.
Yeah, wasn't...
Because what's his name?
From Penny Arcade.
Gabe. Yeah, from Penny Arcade. He fucking swears by the Surface.
That was actually really... Oh my God. Just a sidestep from that. At NVIDIA, like going through some of the cubicles or whatever, like the certain section, we went by the graphic artist and designer section, Terry. You fucking would have flipped shit, man. Like
I probably would have.
The stuff these guys had was fucking nuts. Like their whole stage. This one dude had three of those like mobile Cintiq around him that were like 27 inches, dude. They were like TVs, and he had them around. It was like Minority Report, dude. He was flipping around. He had two fucking stylus, and he was just going ham, you know?
I want so badly all of these things.
I'll ask Romeo the next time I'm in if they have any room on their team or whatever. He's not part of that team, but his area is right next to those people.
Right. Hell yeah, I'll go work at NVIDIA.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on their multimedia team. Either part of the video stuff or their demo unit. But, that's been my ulterior that my other motive, my separate motive.
You got it.
Nah,
you
it's
got
just,
it.
I'm saving that one. For
okay, you hold on to it.
For going there.
We're gonna put that away. Put a pin in that one.
Even Lee was like, "Yeah, no, I was bringing you along too, just so to see if you can get a job there or whatever." I'm like, "Fuck yeah, I'll go work at NVIDIA. They have great benefits, dude."
It's all about who you know.
And they're already talking about.
And knowing you guys have got me nothing.
Yeah, we're the worst. But, it's cool. I'm actually trying to get NVIDIA Shield 2 because it's a tablet that has a wireless controller with it, too. But Romeo was asking me if I knew anybody that could help demo or test out the drawing capabilities of it or whatever. And I'm like, I know the exact person that I can go to. If you want to lend me one, and I'll let him fucking, you know, mess around with it, and he can get back to you or whatever. We're really trying to get some Surface 2s, or Surface 2s, Shield 2s. Shield 2s. But they're like, no one in the office even has them, because they're too new and they don't have enough stock, because people keep buying them.
Buying them, yeah.
Which is understandable.
Well, that's good. People buying them.
The K1 chip that's inside of there, that I don't want to go into too much detail, but if you care, you could just look it up. It's a fucking powerhouse of a chip. It's like a game changer type of chip for mobile stuff. So it's cool. It's good stuff. But you were saying something about plotters, I think.
You were saying something about
Well, I was talking about it, and then you started talking about something, and I interrupted.
Well, you mentioned that he uses a Surface, and I'm like, that got me going on that, because I've had my eye on Surface for a while.
Mm-hmm.
They
still go for, a grand? So many things.
Yeah, they're up there.
That's so expensive for a tablet, man.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's a laptop tablet.
Listen, all tablets are laptop tablets, okay?
It's a lap tablet.
Okay, all tablets can be.
Yeah, but Surface has a full functioning Windows 8, and you can put anything, like anything you want on it.
Well, anything within means of its hard drive, which is.
Well, yeah, of course.
Pretty slim. After all.
What do you mean, within space of its hard drive?
Because the base version of it takes up so much space with the operating system.
Yeah, but. Dwight has a micro USB and a flash drive port. Like, you can just put a. External hard drive up on that bitch.
Yeah, and just tape the hard drive to the bottom of the tablet.
Problem solved.
There you go. Or just a little flash drive that you pull out every time you use it.
Problem. It's not. Ryan, it's done.
We're using double-sided tape.
All in favor.
Aye. And it has to be the one with external power.
Yeah.
So you have two plugs.
So you plug in like a battery to the outside too.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. It's going to look sick.
It's going to look so good.
People are going to be like, what's that giant box you're carrying? And you're just like, yep.
That's my Microsoft Pro. Surface Pro. Isn't that supposed to be a tablet? Sure is, baby.
It is.
Look how portable it is. I barely got to use the wheel assist at all.
You just have a dolly.
It's a suitcase one. One that like pops up.
The handle pops up.
It's like you like drag it off at the desk. You're like back on the floor and you're just like, all right, time to go.
I like this better.
Charge it with your car battery. Gotta jump start it. With cables.
That is a product I would buy in a heartbeat, Dwight.
You might as well just carry around my laptop, dude, and just deal with not having a touchscreen.
Carry around your computer.
Oh, God. That's too heavy, man.
Well, if you're going to put it on a dolly, then you're good.
I guess that's true. I have that skateboard, remember?
Yeah, you do.
I got that skateboard I won at LandFest that actually proved to be pretty useful. It's good stuff. But yeah, no, I've been trying to get a shield, too, in your hands, Terry.
I'll just break it.
Well, don't do that. Cause
with those clumsy meat hooks you call hands.
Bare hands of mine. Everything I touch goes to shit.
I don't even know how you make art at all.
It's not easy, Ryan.
I bet.
It's a lot of trial and error.
I bet a lot more error than anything else.
Well, yeah.
Even more than trying. You fail before you even start.
I pick it up and it just snaps in half.
You don't even get to that point. You like go to pick it up and you miss. Hit the desk like it break one of your fingers.
Whoops.
I won't be able to draw for weeks.
Damn it. I just give up.
And you slam the other hand down.
Runs the fridge and grabs an O'Doul's. Done with it, today.
They need like a vodka, like a hard liquor O'Doul's. He just like shoots water, like super hard. It's super harsh though. Like
O'Doul's vodka. It's literally
O'Doul's hard liquor.
Contains 2% fruit juice.
O'Doul's O'Doul's aged whiskey. O'Doul's aged whiskey has never aged in process. Has never been aged and has no whiskey.
Does contain high fructose corn syrup.
God.
It's a nice thick. It's a thick kind of.
And lots of gluten.
Absolutely not gluten free.
Absolutely.
try our gluten-free O'Doul's. No, contains gluten.
Contains tons of gluten. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, instead of just a like, little sticker that says no gluten, it just says, hell, gluten.
You look on the nutrition facts, it doesn't say like a percentage, it just says hella.
Like of your day, like how much of your daily quantity is this? Hella.
Another one is just like a shit ton.
A shit ton.
Another one too much.
A little bit. A little bit.
Why aren't we in charge of more things?
Ah, you done fucked up now. Like on the percent. You done fucked up now.
One of them just says,
Like one of them's a check.
No, you didn't.
One of them is a check, another one's an X. Like you're supposed to figure out what either one of those means. Is the X bad, or is it like, you know, that's the good one, or is the check bad?
Another one just says some with a question mark. Just like
another
some.
One's a circle.
All. It just says all. This food contains everything.
Man, what the fuck is this even made out of?
What astronauts eat. Oh, dual space food.
Yeah, that's their tagline, is works in space.
Works in space. And at the bottom, does not work in space.
Has never been officially tested.
Works in space, we guarantee it. Never tested in space. The guarantee is all for show. You will not get your money back if somehow you make it into space.
Guarantee it with an asterisk.
Yeah, right. Guaranteed asterisk. Within the first 30 seconds of purchase.
We assume it works in space. We don't see why it wouldn't, but we can't guarantee it.
We can't afford to go to space.
That's all it says. Works in space, asterisk. We can't go to space.
We didn't have the budget to test it in space.
Oh, it's hot as balls in here. We almost don't...
Yes.
Do you want I'm just to sweating done? Like droplets of sweat down my back, and it's very uncomfortable.
Ryan, catch those droplets and water your flowers with them. We are in a serious drought.
Go to hell.
Wow.
It's your Central Valley in the Southern California.
Oh, look at this guy putting on airs now. He moves away and now he doesn't care about the drought.
Hey, look, all I'm saying is if we split into six states, I don't have to pay for your fucking water, and I don't have to pay for LA's fucking water every time they burn to the ground every year, and I don't have to pay for fucking Border Patrol anymore.
If LA wants to burn to the ground, they can do it. That's their right.
I'm going to be living rich.
They should just section off the bottom half of California and call it New California.
Why do they get to be New California?
We are Old California. That is fair.
Come on. I'm trying to get New California.
I'd rather be Old California. They can be New California.
Yeah, no, because then we're classic California. But like, then we can yell at the kids downstairs to keep it down.
I read somewhere.
Your kids are having too much fun.
Damn, youngsters. Get off my green lawn.
So young and sexy.
It's distracting.
I read somewhere that if they do the six-state proposal, that the Central Valley would be the poorest state in the union, which I don't believe, but how hilarious is that? I just think there's too much production in the Central Valley to be that poor.
Yeah. But,
and the Silicon Valley will be the richest state.
Yeah, go figure. Yeah.
So I could live there, and I'm fine with that. Because then that money's coming back to me and not going all over the fucking place. I don't have to pay to keep Tahoe green or blue, whatever the color it is.
Whatever color they think they are now.
Whatever color it is. Brown is the new green is our whole thing out here right now.
Are you scratching something very abrasive right now?
My arm with a piece of plastic. Okay.
Yeah,
I was about
like
to say, are you doing this with sandpaper? Because that's awful.
No, it's like the case to my...
Okay, Brian, we don't need to hear it again. We heard it. Ryan, is your arm made of wood, and are you actually using sandpaper?
No, it's not.
Okay. I don't believe you, but okay.
Okie dokie.
But I don't know how I feel about the six-state proposal.
I don't want it to happen.
Part of me's on board, and I really think it would actually end up making the Central Valley a lot more money than they'd lose. And I think actually everybody would be a lot happier in California. My only beef with it is that they're not all named California. And I wouldn't want to live in a state called Silicon Valley. I'd want to live in California, like Silicon Valley, you know, something like that.
Now, what you just described would be just counties, wouldn't it?
No, it's not just the Central Valley. It's much bigger than that.
I know, but a county separates all of us, but we're still the same state.
Yeah, but I still got to pay for everybody's issues all over the place. Like, California's a huge state, man. Like, it's not like any other state, any simple state, you know, where you can just be like, oh, well we all share everything. Like, it's a heavily populated, very diverse from many state beaches to maintain, to many state parks to maintain, to a border with Mexico to maintain. You know, we're very picky about what comes in and out of the state, so we got to maintain all our borders in and out of states as well. Like, you know, that wouldn't be my problem out here anymore.
You wouldn't have to worry about all that.
I wouldn't have to pay my taxes for that. Like, that wouldn't be what my tax money is going
to. Ryan,
we'd all be driving Google cars within 6 months.
So,
God, I hope so.
No. Google will crush.
We'd probably get Google Fiber before anybody else too.
You know, no, not at this rate. It's gonna crawl from Kansas over to the valley, and then it's gonna hit you guys next to the Google headquarters.
I'm saying if we became our own state, you guys wouldn't be able to afford it.
Well, Kansas can't afford it.
That's just their pilot, though. That's why they did it to. Because they let them do it there. You couldn't do it here for free.
Yeah, I guess the place that they did it in Kansas was like they already had the infrastructure set up because it was newer.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big issue, like trying to put it anywhere else.
Somewhere in the South, they started their own ISP, their own private ISP for like the area that they're in. And they're able to give everybody gigabit connections.
I forgot about that.
I forgot what the name of it was, but
there was one in Albuquerque too, but they only went like in downtown, and they were like pretty expensive.
Yeah, these people are pretty affordable, but they did an ASP too on Reddit, and it was interesting to read some of it, like all the stuff that they had to go through, and other ISPs, Comcast, and Comcast Time Warner now, but we're trying to, you know, get them the fuck out, but the town said nope. This is gonna happen.
I wish they'd get San Bruno Cable out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit sucks. They have a monopoly. They won't let any other cable provider in.
It's so old school, just, like that whole company.
It is. It's one little building too. Yeah. I just want cable speeds. Like, I'm not even asking for that much.
You're not. You are literally not.
Let me get my 64, like I'm at 32 right now, sharing with like 5-6 people. That's unbearable. And it's never consistent because it's AT&T. And they suck monkey dick.
They don't in Texas. They're offering gigabit AT&T's offering gigabit in Texas.
Who told you that? Mm-hmm. Who told you that?
People that lived in Texas or live in Texas.
What I heard about it is you have to sign something that lets them go through like all your shit to get the gigabyte for a discounted price. You get it for like $70, but if you don't want the discounted price, you have to pay like full price.
I'm pretty sure that he would have mentioned that. Is it a podcast? It's a Rooster Teeth podcast.
That's what they were talking about out here.
One of the dudes there, Gus, he got gigabit internet through AT&T, and when it was so new that it was only at 330 right now. Up and down, but they said like in by the end of the year or in a year it would be a gigabit. But he moved now, dude. So, he doesn't have that.
I don't trust anything they say. AT&T sucks. I've never gotten my full 32.
Oh well, he was getting 300 plus, so
it's not a gig though.
No, they're still rolling it out.
It's actually far off from a gig.
They were rolling it out, Ryan.
Well, you said they were offering gigabyte, and I don't see any proof of that. I got your gigabit right here. I'm holding my dick again.
Gigabit's much smaller than a bite.
You got your bite right here.
I got something you can bite.
I got everything that you need right over here.
Whatever you say.
I got it right here. Interesting. I just, you know, Sean's one town away from Google.
Sucks.
Yeah, his buddy has it.
I bet he's just loving it.
He barely does anything.
Oh. He doesn't do anything.
He doesn't even use it. I don't even think he plays his 360 anymore, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but I bet he watches YouTube videos like crazy.
Checks his email all the time.
Yo, I check my email twice a day.
Sometimes I refresh it.
It's like, sometimes. Bam, my emails are there.
Man, that email got here in like 2 seconds.
What a time to be alive.
Emails in almost the blink of an eye. Alright, well, I think that'll do it, everybody. Yeah? Unless you guys got some more important stories and or factoids or sponsors that we haven't mentioned.
I am all out of all of those things.
Actually, I actually do have legit sponsor news. I'm actually sponsored by Corsair.
Even with your name, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, I'm.
That's dope.
I can actually say I'm sponsored by Corsair. I'm actually currently using the new mouse they sent me, and a new keyboard is on its way too. And they sent me almost all the parts for a second PC.
So on that note, are you you've slept on your new name?
I have. I'm going to go with the one that we talked about. I'm still not ready to announce anything yet because I need to get branding done with you. So one day we should sit down and work all that junk out.
Right.
Oh, I want to know as soon as this podcast is over. Let's end this bitch.
Okay. Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you not next week. Whenever.
Whenever.
Whatever it feel like.
Was that saying hasta huevos?
Well, like we were talking about today, we're going to start doing the same thing as the back of the food, you know? We'll see you sometime.
Soon?
Soon?
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Orange?
So what's the new name?
Gonna go with...